Okay, the Gemara here on Mem Gimel Amid Aleph deals with one of the well-known Nachsugis, so of course that's what I'd like to discuss. The Gemara talks about someone who causes someone else's death. Somebody hires someone to kill or indirectly causes someone else's death. We hold not. So the Gemara has a machlaikis if David HaMelech is chayiv for causing the death of Uriah Hiti. That's the sugi in the Gemara. The Rambam paskins, very interesting Rambam, in Hilchos Ritzeach, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, listen to this. He has three examples he brings. Hasecher hoireg laharig eschaveroi, v'shasholach avada vargu. Either you get Reuven gets Shimon to kill Levi, Oy shekofas chaveiroi v'nichel lefnei ha'ari. Well, he didn't kill him b'yadayin, he did a grava. He tied him up and put him in front of an animal that killed him. V'chein ha'irig esatzmai. Or if someone commits suicide, someone kills himself. Kol echad mi'elu sheifech damim hu. V'avayin hariga b'yaday. V'chayim misa l'shamayim. Every one of these three is a retzach d'araisa. And it's chayiv misa, but only misa b'day shemayim, ein behem misas bezdin. And there's no misas bezdin. Now, of course, everybody asks how someone who commits suicide can be chayiv misa. What does it mean? He commits suicide, is chayiv misa? It's an interesting question. Gradu Rav Shach and Avi Ezri asks why someone who commits suicide is only chayiv misa b'day shemayim. He should be chayiv misa in bezdin. He's a regular retzeach. Wasn't he kills somebody else, or he kills himself? That Rav Shach asked this question, Avi Ezri. The question how it happens is a separate issue, but that's his question. But good. The question, yeah, what's wrong? If he kills himself a shaygeg, does he go to Ari Miklat? Okay. It's just a question because Ari Miklat is even after Achamisa. It says they bury him in the Ir Miklat until the Kohen Gadol dies, and then they take him out. So I hear the question. But Hasra, all right, if there's no Hasra, obviously he's not going to be Chai, but here means even with Hasra, he's only Chai B'din Shemayim, and it's clear to the Raisa. The Rambam says, Menayin Shekein Adin, how do you know he's not Chai B'din Bezdin? He brings a Pasuk. So the Rambam is saying that Goyrim Ritzicha is the Issa D'Raisa. So there's an interesting Ragachava in Makis Daf Hei. He says, what's the rule? When by an Issa D'Oraisa is a Groma an Issa D'Oraisa, and why not? On Shabbos, a Groma is an Issa D'Rabbanan, and the Gram is Mutter, but Mokim Hefsid, if there's a fire in a house, Chalila, so Imata Gram Kibul, you could put fire or water around where the fire is going. The Gemara says, because Gram Kibul, but Mokim Hefsid is Mutter. So on Shabbos, a Groma is Mutter, by Ritzicha, a Groma is also. What's the rule? When is a Goyrim Mutter and when is a Goyrim Aser? So the Ragachava says a rule that's very mistaver. He says this generally, that Isurim in the Torah can be divided into two groups. What he calls Isurei Pu'ula, the Isurei Nifal. What that means is some Averis, the Averis is the thing you're doing. Someone eats Nevela, it's an action that's Aser. Eating Nevela is Aser. There are some Averis where the Isser is the Nifal, or we would say this is the Tachlis, is the Tetzor. Some Averis, the Averis is not the act. The Chaymer Avera, we understand, is the result. Like Ritzicha, killing somebody. The Chaymer of killing somebody is not the act of killing, which is bad enough, but we understand that the Kavanah Satori is that a Ritzayach, Domoy Vitam Zaray, is all on his head, because the result of someone being killed, the nifal is the avera. Now I understand some things we could clear if the avera is the maisa or the result. But certainly there are two types of averas in the Torah. Averas where the avera is the act, and averas where the avera is the result. So Dr. Ragachov, it's very mistaken. If the avera is the maisa, so then a grama is not a maisa. A grama is doing things indirectly. Since the grama is not a maisa, so therefore, when the avera is the maisa, if it's missing in the maisa, it's not an issa d'oraisa. Someone who eats shalai k'derech achila, someone who eats not in a normal manner of the Maisa. So he's Patur min HaTorah. There's no Isser min HaTorah on doing Isser Maisa indirectly.
What about the
results? But
the Avera...
But eating the vela, that there is the maisa, is what you're doing.
Yeah, you
so there's no result when you eat the vela. I mean, you're full. That there is not being full. That there is the maisa. Right? Killing someone, that there is the result. With that there is the result, there a goyrim is also an issa d'araisa. It may not be chayav misa. The Rambam brings psukim there, it's not chayav misa. But the avera tzicha is the result. When the ver is the result, that's an issa d'oraisa. It's chai b'dinei shemayim, not b'dinei yadam. Yeah.
The
case of what? So if Ruben pushes Shimon, then Shimon didn't do anything. If Ruben takes a hammer and kills somebody, so he's doing it. If he takes a human being and bangs him on someone and kills someone, it's his maisa, it's not a grum.
But if Shimon's body kills the baby by
fault, doesn't matter. If somebody takes someone else's body and uses it to hit somebody and kill them, so it's his mice, it's not the other, it's like a hammer. It's like a hammer. There's a Reb Chaim about whether he has to get up. It's a separate issue. But the mice is a chamais.
So,
I understand. But it's not true, l'chol ha'inshim. You see, by Shabbos, it's not that way. By Shabbos, a grama is not only potter min ha-toira, it's even mutter l'maisa. It doesn't even say b'makam hefsid merubah. The Ramah says b'makam hefsid, you're allowed to do a gram malacha. He says there's a klal. So the Ragachov is saying that you can't compare it. Chil Shabbos, the Isser is the maisa. This is not the result. This is not a result. You're allowed to set a machine to do malacha on Shabbos min ha-toira, it's no shayla. This is not the result, this is the Maisa. So Shabbos, the Isser is the Maisa, like Nevela. So a Grama is not Osam in HaTorah. It's Osam in the Rabbanan under certain circumstances. Ritzicha, the Isser is the Nifal, the Tachlis. So it is Osam in HaTorah. Grama bin Nezikin is Chayv Adin Shemayim. If you cause somebody a Hefsid moment through Grama, so Grama bin Nezikin is Osam Adin Shemayim. So Mimela, since the Isser is the Nifal, so Mimela it makes sense that it should be Isser. He brings some other examples. Matul Mum Bekotchim. The Gemara says somebody has a Bechar. Bechar Bizman Azeh. It's a tragedy for a farmer to have a Bechar. The farmers, if they have a pregnant cow, they quickly sell it to a guy. Because if the cow gives birth to a Bechar, the farmer is stuck. He has an animal that he can't work with. It's Isser to work with it. And he has to feed it, and it's kachim. He's stuck with kachim. It eats and it doesn't produce. So he loved it to get a mum. So Chazal say people used to put food for the animal near thorn bushes with the hope that the animal go to eat it and get a mum. So Chazal made a gzeret. Matul mum bekachim grama is also min ha-toirah. So Dr. Ragachava, why? Because also we understand matul mum bekachim, the isser is the result. That you're taking kachim and making them ineligible to be on the mizbeah. Not the mice of damaging the kachim, it's the chaymer is the result. So anytime it's the result, there a grum is asam in a Torah, and when the isser is the mice, then a grum is not asam in a Torah. That's the rule of the Ragachov. He explains, Isa Vespinai, the same thing. Says somebody who sells animals before Yom Tif has to tell people, I sold the mother. He shouldn't be geirim that the mother and the child should be shechted the same day. I say spenai, he learns it's the result, that's the avera. So the Ragachov's klal in and of itself is very geshmak a klal. When is grama asim in atayra? When the isra is the result. When is grama mutim in atayra? When the isra is the maisa. Now, he goes to the story of Uriah and David. Right, the maisa was that David HaMelech did an avera with Bathsheba. And Gemara says, "Kolay me davachot einei alataya," but Lamaisa David said chatosi. There's another Gemara that says David v'shtayim. David did two averes. David certainly did an avera, whatever it was, kafi medrig also with Bathsheba. And afterwards, Uriah Achiti came back. Now, when Uriah came back, Uriah was the husband of Bathsheba, And Uriah was, like it says here, was a Merib of Malchus. He spoke disrespectfully in front of David, and he was Chayiv Misa. Now, David wasn't going to kill him. Everyone said, yeah, he wants to marry Bathsheba, so he's killing him. So he called Yoav, and they were going to battle anyway. So he said, Yoav, you know what? Do me a favor. Take Uriah. And it's interesting, if you read the Psukim, David said, put Uriah on the front lines in the battle. Now, Uriah was in the army anyway, because that's why he had given get to Bathsheba before he went to war. So he said, put him on the front lines, and as soon as the enemy attacks, tell everyone but him to retreat, and he'll be a sitting duck. And it says, granted, in the Psukim, Yoav didn't do that. He didn't retreat, but he put him in the front lines, and he got killed in the war, and they buried him. So the Gemara says, Oisai Harakta, that the Gemara says from here, that Gram Ritzicha, Oisai Harakta, one man the Yomar says, it was an Issa Ritzicha, and the other man the Yomar says, that Oisai Harakta, B'cher B'nei Amoy, Ma B'nei Amoy, Ein Atachayev Olav, Afuria, Ein Atachayev Olav. I, it's a Gram Ritzicha. So the Rabbi Chava says so beautifully, he says like this, we just explained, the Issa Ritzicha is not in the act, it's in the result. So says the Ragged Shava. If you have somebody who's Chayiv Misa, is a Merib Malchus, he's Chayiv Misa. Now you're not allowed to kill him because you have to go through you have to call a Bezdin in order to give him Misa Biyadayim. So you really have to have a Bezdin to give him Misa Biyadayim. You have to be done. What?
King doesn't need a Bezdin.
The Tosfos Megillah asks to steer two places in Gemara. Ragachov is going that you need a Bezdin. So he couldn't kill him Biyadayim. To make a Bezdin, it'll cause a scandal. Okay, so he could have called the Sanhedrin. But he didn't want to cause the Sanhedrin. It would be a scandal. He calls the Sanhedrin to give this man Misa, yeah. And bang, he wants to marry his wife. So David couldn't do that. It would cause a Chilul Hashem. So what David did is he said, with him, I'm allowed to do Gram Ritzicha. Why? Because really, the Maisa Ritzicha, to kill somebody without due process and Bezdin, that's awesome. Gram Ritzicha is awesome, only because the result, the Nifal, is awesome. When you have somebody who's Chayiv Misa, the Nifal itself is not awesome, because Be'etzem, he's a person who's Chayiv Misa. So since the Nifal is Mutter, so the Maisa still is Aser. But now it's only a Issa Maisa. It's not a Issa in the Nifal. And Mela, he says, you're allowed to do a Gram Ritzicha on Uriah. David was knew for sure that he's Chayav Misa. That was enough time Chacham to know. So they can't kill him Biyadayim. But a Grama by an Issa Derasa is Mutter unless the Nifal is Aser. And the Tetzah is Aser. And here, since the Tetzah is Mutter, therefore it's Mutter. He brings a beautiful Raya. He brings a Raya. Sandy, before you get excited, he brings a beautiful Raya. He says there's a Rambam, Vayta here in Hilchus Ritzicha, but later in Perek Da'al HaLosheches. It says somebody who killed B'mezid B'li Hasra. But we know that he killed B'mezid. The Bezin is satisfied that he killed B'mezid. But they can't kill him because the rules are you have to have Asra. Well, he gave him Asra, and he didn't kill Tekedei Dibur. He waited more than he was a smart guy, Tamil Chacham. They gave him Asra. He said, Shalom Aleichem Ayyub Rabbi, and then he killed him. So it's not Tekedei Dibur. So you can't kill him. You know what the Rambam says? Machnisin Oisei Lekipa. We lock him up in a room, and we don't feed him, and he dies. He dies that way. So what's the pshat? If you're not allowed to kill him, you're not allowed to kill him. But the Ragachava, that's a grama. If you have someone that the nifal is not aser, because be'etzem is a reitzeach, but the mice is aser, you don't have a prap asra. So it's very geshmak. So he says, there you see that if somebody is you know he's really chayim misa, but you can't give him misi biyadayim, to do it through a grama is muta. The mele, he answers up, David and Uriah Chiti. When I read this, I was thinking, halavai on Yom Kippur, the malachim upstairs should be melamed zchus on me, like the Ragachov is melamed zchus on David HaMelech. Say amen at least.
Amen.
I want to ask everybody mechila for anything I may have done. Maybe I cut short a shir one and cheated you out of a minute or two of shir. I want to thank everyone for coming. the grama that the mishmar is, that it brings more people to learn, and hopefully more mishmaris everywhere, is wonderful. We have to keep it going. It's Hashem. I want to specifically thank Judge Leon Rachelsman for subpoenaing all of his the people to come to the mishmar. Yitz Hashem, we should be zaycha. The mishmar should bring peiros and should be a schus for us on the Yom Hadin. Gemach Simchat Torah to everybody.